Eugene Boyd is a local pottery maker who has spent his whole life creating a wide variety of coffee mugs, pots, and bowls, and specializes in teapots and plates. Boyd, who also is an instructor at Cornerstone Center for the Arts, was one of more than 100 artists who displayed their work this fall at the Muncie Art Sale. As he greeted potential customers, he chatted about his experiences in the art business, from when he started to where he is now.
So, I really enjoy doing pottery. It's just something that's become a big part of my life, and it's something that I can continue to learn. I mean, I'm always pushing for, you know, more and more, producing more and more things, yeah.
Other artists display jewelry, photography, guitars carved from wood, candles and paintings in tents and on tables that filled the lawn of the Canaan Commons, an urban green space near downtown. Marcus Huber, a soy candle maker out of Richmond, Indiana, enjoys the art sale because it gives artists the chance to interact with the public.
Oh man, for the community, it's awesome. It brings everybody together out here. Everybody gets to meet new people, and the local artists get to show everybody what they can do and put their name out there.
Miss Moth, director of Muncie Yart, said in an email that BSU is home of Yart by stating she's helped numerous towns and cities across the country get their own Yarts going by giving them advice on how to best organize the sale. Yart, which combines yard and art, was originally started in 1999 by art professors and students on Ball State's campus by emptying out their studios at the end of the semester and selling it in a yard sale style in front of their yards. Organizers say their goal is to encourage interaction between artists and the community and to make art more accessible and affordable. All items are priced below $40, but it's not a get-rich scheme for the artist. Boyd said the profit he makes goes back into materials.
Yeah, and selling things is basically just to get money to buy more material, you know what I'm saying, to pay for, you know, the expense of the clay, yeah.
The next yard sale is scheduled for May 2018. For more information, visit their Facebook page at Fall Muncie Yard Sale. In Muncie, Colton Letourneau, IPR News.